Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A federal court has ordered the counting for the 2020 census to be extended through October 31st. That adds another month to the process of collecting responses. The Trump administration has appealed that ruling. NPR national correspondent Hansi Lo Wang has been following the census story. And Hansi, what does this nationwide court order by the U.S. district judge in California actually do?
Well, this is a preliminary injunction by U.S. District Judge Lucy Koh in Northern California, and it orders the Census Bureau to keep up its counting efforts through the end of October. So rather than ending next week on September 30th, this order says that it has to essentially keep on conducting. It means that in areas that have not been fully counted, door knockers are supposed to keep trying to interview households in person. And the Bureau is supposed to keep collecting responses online at my2020census.gov, over the phone, and by mail through October 31st.
So what does it mean that the Trump administration has appealed the order, and what happens next?
Well, this appeal to the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals really throws into question whether or not October 31st will actually end up being the end date of counting. It just makes this very messy census even more of a mess, and it's really unclear right now whether or not the public has essentially an extra month to get counted if they haven't gotten counted yet, or just really less than a week until September 30th. And this is something that will play out over the next few days, likely. And it just raises the stakes here and increases the risk that outreach efforts by community groups to try to promote the census are going to be really just really complicated. And it could hurt the chances of getting an accurate count at this point.
Could you remind us how we got here? Because it seems like there's been this constant back and forth on the census schedule since April, in fact, when it was first extended because of the pandemic.
It's been quite a ride. Back in April, the Trump administration announced that it needed more time for the census. President Trump himself announced during a White House press briefing that this was an act of God, a situation that has to be. The census has to be given more time, and the administration asked Congress to push back legal deadlines for reporting the first set of census results, as well as results for redistricting next year. And that has not happened yet. And the administration was continuing to ask for that, as far as we could tell. And Trump administration officials, top career officials at the Census Bureau, rather, said as early as May that by that time, they could no longer meet the deadline for getting to the president the latest state population counts that determine how House seats are distributed among the states. And meanwhile, lawmakers have been introducing bills to extend the deadlines. No new laws have been passed. But for some reason, in July, the administration decided to make an about-face and decided to stop advocating for Congress to change these reporting deadlines and instead put pressure on the Census Bureau to speed up the count against the recommendations of civil servants at the Census Bureau, who warned that there would be fatal data problems and it could possibly lead to an unacceptable count and perception of politically manipulated results.
So if they were worried about it hurting the integrity of the census, then why is the Trump administration arguing for the census to be ended early? What's it saying on its own behalf?
Well, Justice Department attorneys have been saying through this lawsuit that the Census Bureau has to meet this current legal deadline of December 31st. That's what's on the books. But what's interesting is that U.S. District Judge Lucy Koh, who issued this preliminary injunction last night, wrote in her order that essentially that argument does not hold water, that in the 1800s there were times when census results were delivered after the legal deadlines. And career officials have said this year, because of the pandemic, they've said publicly, they said in internal emails, that the Census Bureau just cannot meet that deadline anymore because of delays related to COVID-19. There's one internal email that was released this week by a top civil servant at the Census Bureau, the head of field operations for the 2020 census. And this email said, quote, "Any thinking person who would believe we can deliver apportionment by December 31st, apportionment being those latest state population counts used to reapportion seats in Congress, quote, has either a mental deficiency or a political motivation."
Hansi, the census, as you said, not only determines the number of congressional seats each state gets, but also more than $1 trillion a year in federal money that goes to cities and towns. Again, the census happens only once every 10 years. What are the long-term consequences of not having an accurate count?
The long-term consequences is an unfair distribution of power and money in the United States of America for the next 10 years, an unfair distribution of political representation, of federal funding, and an incomplete and possibly inaccurate portrait of who exactly is living in the country. And that has long-ranging, it's hard to overstate the impact on medical research, social science research, on business planning, policy making. This could have devastating consequences for the next 10 years in this country.
Hansi Lo Wong, NPR national correspondent, joining us from New York. Thanks a lot, Hansi.
You're welcome, Lisa.